Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, February 18th. There was news in the ongoing battle between DMEA and Tri-State. The Delta Montrose Electric Association is seeking to buy out of its contract with its wholesale power provider, the Tri-State Generation and Transmission Association. The contract is signed to run through 2040. On Valentine's Day, the Colorado Public Utilities Commission, or PUC, ruled that it has jurisdiction to consider if the exit fee DMEA must pay to Tri-State to get out of their contract is appropriate and fair. The PUC is a three-member board that has oversight of public utilities in Colorado. It will now decide on DMEA's complaint that asks the PUC to replace Tri-State's demanded exit fee. While the amount of the proposed exit fee has not been disclosed, DMEA's complaint alleges that Tri-State is demanding an exit charge that is unreasonable and discriminatory. This case is not without precedent. In 2016, Kit Carson Electric Cooperative in New Mexico left Tri-State, paying an exit fee of $37 million. After the PUC ruled last week that it has jurisdiction to decide the case, KVNF News spoke with DMEA Chief Operating Officer Virginia Harmon and asked her why the ruling is significant.
What this ruling means is that the PUC will hear our case, which is very important to us and to our membership, and it sets the stage for us to move forward with the process of the PUC hearing our case. We believe that this is a significant ruling because it shows that the PUC agrees with us, that we have taken our complaint to the right venue, and we are glad that they will be hearing our case and ruling on it.
And now that they have the authority to rule on the case, what happens next? When can we expect a decision?
The schedule that has been adopted by the PUC has a few important dates in it. Over the next month, DMEA will be filing our written testimony regarding the exit charge, and then Tri-State has an opportunity to file their testimony, and then we will have an evidentiary hearing the week of June 17th through 21st. So that's when we will actually be in a hearing live in front of the PUC about the exit charge. Then we expect, according to our schedule, we expect to have the commission issue its decision on August 19th.
And my last question is about the PUC. John Gavin was appointed to the PUC by the governor. Gavin is formerly a DMEA board member. Isn't that a conflict of interest?
Gavin was a DMEA board member. He was also a board member for Tri-State, and he has recused himself from this proceeding.
Virginia Harmon, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Earlier this month, a Colorado man fought for his life in the foothills outside of Fort Collins. With nothing more than rocks and his bare hands, he killed a mountain lion that sprang an ambush attack on a popular running trail. Reporter Luke Runyon from KUNC caught up with the man and has his story.
Travis Kaufman headed out for a run around noon in shorts and a fleece pullover. He skipped the earbuds, instead opting for the sounds of his own footsteps on the trail. About halfway through his run, he stopped to take in the view from the top of a ridge. The 31-year-old, at 5'10" and 150 pounds, started to descend on a narrow, wooded section of trail.
And I just kind of heard some pine needles rustling behind me, and I stopped and turned. It's one of those situations where sometimes I turn, sometimes I don't.
Because it's usually a deer or a squirrel. But this time, he decided to turn around to see what made the noise.
In this case, it was, in fact, a mountain lion. And so I remember seeing that and just having my gut feel the full impact of the situation.
Kaufman put up his arms and screamed in an attempt to scare the cat away.
Unfortunately, it kept running, and then it eventually just lunged at me. And at that point, I was able to get my arms up kind of in front of my face, and its jaws locked onto my hand and wrist.
It wrapped itself around Kaufman's body and dug its front claws into his back. He tried to throw it off, but with its mouth clamped around his wrist, the two ended up tumbling more than 20 feet off the trail into a gully.
But during that fall, the cat ended up on its back.
Kaufman used one of his legs to pin the animal's hindquarters to the ground and then searched for a way to fight back. He grabbed sticks, but they were rotted and crumbled when he tried to use them against the cat. With his free hand, he found a rock and began hitting it over the head.
I got my right foot onto its neck, and then I was able to get some weight onto its windpipe, and that's what eventually suffocated it. And then at that point, it released my hand.
The whole battle lasted about 10 minutes.
One of the thoughts that I was having was like, well, this would be a pretty crappy way to die. Just up on the side of the mountain, screaming and having like a little, this cat like wrapped around my wrist, and then like eventually another cat comes in and takes me out and then getting eaten by a bunch of mountain lions. And it's like, that wouldn't be an ideal way to go.
After suffocating the cat and covered in scratches and puncture wounds, Kaufman started running again.
I was just kind of looking around and just feeling like I was being watched by cats on all sides.
Shaken from the attack and miles from his truck, he eventually encountered another runner and two hikers. They gave him water and the use of their phone. One of the hikers drove Kaufman to the emergency room, where he got more than 24 stitches on his face, closing the wounds on his cheeks and nose. Once he was safe at the hospital, Kaufman had time to think about the gravity of what just happened.
You know, people presented in certain situations, they would make the same decision. If you come down to it and you're being attacked and you don't really have much recourse besides killing the animal to get yourself out safely.
News of the attack went viral. State wildlife officials temporarily closed the open space where the attack occurred and removed two other juvenile mountain lions from the area to a rehabilitation center. They're possible siblings of the cat Kaufman killed.
For the most part, like during the whole process, I didn't really make that many decisions. It was a lot of just kind of like instinct. And so there weren't a lot of decisions to second guess or like a lot of critical moments that I had to like rethink or go through and reprocess. So for the most part, I don't feel any residual trauma from it.
Kaufman's takeaway from this incident is that the foothills might feel like a place just for people, for recreation, but they're wild. He says the decision not to listen to music while running saved his life. He heard the mountain lion coming before he saw it, and that might have given him the edge. I'm Luke Runyon.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, February 18th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.